Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Friday the 30th of April. Good afternoon, I haven't had one of them for a while. Friday the 30th of April, episode number blah 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 blah. I don't know, we must be getting near 800. I haven't got a Scooby. I only run it, how would I know? 49ers, Trey Lance, pick three, those of you interested in the NFL. That's it, that's the missing piece of the jigsaw. Bosa back from injury, Kittle back from injury, Trey Lance, just give us the old Super Bowl now, job done. Hopefully 2022, be out in Vegas watching it again. What else have we got? What else? Just going to go straight into the football preview. I haven't got any news, nothing really's happened. Don't really get, I don't know, I did read about this, or didn't really, just seeing it really, that all the football clubs and everything are boycotting Twitter. But they're doing it for 3 or 4 days. Is that really going to have a massive effect? I could get it if they all just down tools and said, that's us done. But are Twitter really going to do things and say, right, oh, they've all stopped? I just cannot see it. I think it's all a little bit sort of token. If you're going to do it, do it. Get yourselves off there and say, we're not going on that platform till you sort it out. But just doing 3 or 4 days, is that really? Is that going to worry Zuckerberg and Jack? Is that going to, are they going to sit there quaking in their boots? I very much doubt it. Probably no, next to nothing. Most of them talk a load of old crap anyway. Talk Sport and Sky, just sensationalist bollocks day in, day out. Right, let's get into the football. Let's get in there. Right, Southampton versus Leicester. Southampton 4. The draw 3.95, Leicester 1.98. Southampton, when priced 4 or greater at home, and the ELO in this game, they're minus 129 against Leicester, when the difference is minus 200 to 0. They've only won 2 out of 15, Southampton. Leicester are unbeaten in last 6 when odds on away. Profit-wise, it doesn't equate to a lot back in Leicester in this situation. I do expect them to win this, but no bet. If you don't mind taking on the prices, I'd say Alea Southampton is the best play, or people who only want to risk a point, do the double chance, Leicester and draw. I cannot see Southampton winning this game. Leicester, big strides towards nailing that top four place now. Rodgers has said he doesn't want to go to Spurs, he's a project there, so yeah, I think you know, the advice is lay Southampton, it's whether you want to take the price or not, but just I'm not massively keen on, you know, it's just not a lot of profit back in Leicester at that price, but I do expect Leicester will win this game. Palace versus Man City, back in home teams, when City are priced less than 1.5 away, actually shows 26 points profit in 68 games since 2012. Obviously you have long losing runs, and when you hit a winner like, you know, Palace are 11.5 in this game, then you would, you know, you get your big winners. I was quite surprised at that, I'll be honest. 11.5 Palace, 5.6 the draw, 1.36 City. City have won the last 6 when they've been under 1.5 away. Palace have won 2 of 14 against away teams that are under 1.5, but both times that's been Chelsea. So it's a no-bet game for me, probably a City win, but they have had a lot of tough games this last couple of weeks, Cup Final, Europe. So it's just not a price that leaps out at me at 1.36. And again, I don't, you know, I'm not a big fan of backing these huge prices, so Palace at 11.5 doesn't appeal to me, despite the fact that taking City on at this price is profitable. So yeah, nothing really. Brighton versus, I love the old Telegram group, see, I can, they script me for this one. Brighton versus a certain promoted team, 2.22 Brighton, 3.6 the draw, 3.6 the away lay Brighton. They've not won the last 6 when priced between 2 and 2.25 at home. They've only won 2 of 15 when priced between 2 and 2.5, and both those were back in their previous Premier League visit back in 2018. I'm going to keep saying it. I mean, it's very likely, you know, given that everybody, no man and his dog wants to manage Spurs, that the guy ends up at Spurs, but not for me. So Leigh Brighton, 2.22. Leigh Brighton, I do like the trade of 2.5 goals here as well. I expected it to be a bit shorter, round about even money. So a game you could drip in. I mean, Brighton can't score, but I expect the other mob might get a couple. So you can drip in through the first 10 minutes, back in over 2.5 goals, and trade from there. Chelsea versus Fulham. Chelsea 1.51, 4.4 the draw, 8.6 Fulham. Chelsea have won 8.9, 8 out of the last 9, sorry, when priced in this bracket. Only lost is that woeful one against West Brom a few weeks ago. God knows what happened there. Fulham have won 1 of 18 against strong home sides, and that was Liverpool in their post-New Year's wobble. I can't see past Chelsea here, personally. I think Chelsea, you know, are going to get that Champions League spot. Liverpool slipping up against Newcastle was a real surprise last week, I have to say. Can't see past Chelsea, and I think they're a fair price to get it done, sending Fulham to the Championship on the way. So Chelsea 1.51 isn't a bad price. Tuchel is doing very well. They're a good result in the week as well against Real Madrid. Everton versus Villa. Everton 208, 3.7 the draw, 3.9 Villa. Everton have only won 1 of the last 9 at home. Only won 5 of the last 18. Absolutely staggering. Villa won last 2 against teams in this price bracket when away. They've only lost 1 of 5 against home teams in this price bracket. I've got to lay Everton here. They're too short. Given this season's form at home and the price available, I've got to lay Everton here. Everton 208 is just too short. I know Villa have been struggling, miss Grealish, but 208 for a team that's won 5 out of 18 at home, one of the last 9, it's too short for me. I've just got to be laying Everton in this situation. Newcastle versus Arsenal. Newcastle 3.75, the draw 3.75, Arsenal 2.12. Arsenal off a tough night last night in Europa. Seems like they got away with it a little bit. I didn't watch the game, but they looked like they were right on the ropes, down to 10 men, and then Villarreal got down to 10 men. Arsenal got I saw the clip of it, divey little penalty, didn't they? I think Arsenal are too short here, away from home. Newcastle showing a bit of fight and a slight resurgence in things. Arsenal only won 7, I think, at 25 away when priced 2 to 2.25. I've got to lay the Gooners. At that price, I've got to lay the Gooners. Newcastle are going to set up tough to beat. Arsenal certainly not the team they were, not pulling up any trees. Their focus is going to be on that Europa League game. The league's done for them. So I've got to lay Arsenal at that price. And then Tottenham versus Sheffield United. Tottenham 1.3. The draw 6.4, Sheffield United 12.5. You could put this on Betfair as mess versus mess, couldn't you? Two teams with recent managerial sackings. Sheffield one was sort of on the cards from November with the relegation looming. Spurs have just been dreadful, lost the cup final. Now managed by a guy who hasn't managed football at all, let alone at this level. Apparently they were dismal in that cup final. There's not a manager, in it seems, of any sort who wants to go and work with Levy now. So who knows what way the club's going to go. You know, missed out on Nagelsmann, Ten Hag's extended. Rodgers has said not interested. I'm available. I'm free. I'm free. I can do it. I think they'll get down to me in about 2 weeks' time. Absolute garbage. Absolute general mess. And I couldn't back Spurs at 1.3 if they were playing an FTS 11 after Lingfield on a Sunday morning. I don't think Sheffield United win this game, but the standard laid a back of Spurs is to play for here. For me, you know, 1.3. Just season's just petering out to nothing. Absolute mess. And
I don't think it'll be sorted out in the summer, but they're just too short again. You just can't, you can't be having them. They're just a, they're a woeful poor side that is still in game, all games getting slightly overrated. I couldn't believe the price that City went off in the cup final last week. 1.5 something. I thought it was absolute madness. You've got a manager who's, he's never managed to go yet. He's done two games. He's absolutely clueless. So the standard later back, lay Spurs and then back them if Sheffield United take the lead or the match dribbles on to a draw. That is it. I'll be back tomorrow with the usual. Do some poisson, do some European football and have a look, get that up in the morning. You know, we are moving into May, into the last month of the season. It's all going to be a bit meh, I expect, for the next few weeks. But we, you know, we get ourselves dusted off, get ready for through the summer for the new season. So, yeah, that's it from me. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy it. And I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.